So while scanning the local, state, and national news headlines recently, I noticed that Forbes.com compiled a list of the top 10 best in-state wealth advisors for each state. Who made the list? Billings, Montana's Gabe Lapido. Gabe is in studio with us right now. Gabe, thanks for making the snowy drive downtown to join us here in studio. It's good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is a treat to be downtown, and certainly your view is different than mine.
We've got a great view here at the top of the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings. You know, I'm really glad that we can have you on here because I've reached out to folks in the finance industry in the past to come join us because there's been just some incredible economic news. I mean, especially folks looking at their own 401ks over the last year. I know last year was a great year for your 401k and your investments, and then we've seen what the stock market's been doing. So it's been kind of a fun year of economic news here across the country. And so I thought, man, it'd be great to get a financial advisor in here to talk about it. And I know there's so many great financial advisors across Billings, but there's also a lot of restrictions. You know, you got to throw out all these disclaimers. Well, I can't talk about this and I can't talk about that. But in general, I mean, to recap the last year and what you see looking at the year ahead in terms of the financial news.
Sure. Thanks for that. Yeah, in a lot of ways, everybody knows the whole past performance is, you know, no predictor of future results. So we always say that. But yeah, for the most part, last year was what I will call one of the most historic years in that stocks not only did so well up and to the right, they also had almost no volatility. I was just talking with somebody just recently that when you look at stocks in a given year, they typically have some volatility up or down 1%, right, in a given day. Market starts here, does it finish up 1% or down 1%? It only happened 8 times in 2017, which comparative to any other year, historic low. The next closest year was 2004, it happened 27 times. So when you think about lack of volatility, not only did stocks go up and to the right, there was almost no risk or volatility in doing so for the full year. So not that there isn't risk, but it certainly wasn't like a traditional normal stock market year, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I read some numbers the other day, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but it said that even with some of these dips that we've seen here in the past few weeks in the stock market, some declines, of course there's some concerns right now given, you know, trade disputes with China, even though none of those tariffs have gone in. These are still potential tariffs. We're still weeks away from any tariffs actually going into place. But the stock market has reacted to some of that news. But even still, the market is still up from the past year, right?
Right. Yeah, over the last 12 months, certainly positive. You know, year to date, we're seeing a lot of vacillating, and we've really kind of gone nowhere, up some days, up down some days. I couldn't even tell you where we're at today, close to where we started the year, that's for sure. But markets are forward-looking animals. That's what they're designed to do. News is what you're going to trade on ahead of time, and then the actuality. I agree with you. I think what our president's doing is just kind of realigning what should have been done years ago. That makes some sense to me. But trade wars, certainly China seems to be having some issues, and we'll see where it ends out. I hope it doesn't turn out to be more than just kind of a realignment of the United States and China's interests. But
well, and it's interesting that China's talking about putting potential tariffs on U.S. beef. Well, heck, before Donald Trump was president, China wasn't even taking U.S. beef. So tariff or no tariff, they weren't even taking U.S. beef before. Well, Gabe Lapido joined Strategic Retirement Plans in 2007, and in July 2013 purchased the company. This is his second time in 6 months landing on a Forbes best of list. So first off, congrats on both of these accomplishments, but now making this top 10 best in-state wealth advisors for each state. So congrats, Gabe.
Thanks,
on both of those recognitions.
It.
Yeah. What does that mean to get that recognition from
Forbes?
You know,
this most recent one, it just seems kind of an industry trend. A handful of magazines have done this for a few years, but they rank it based upon whatever their internal metrics are. I had to be interviewed. They reach out to independent sources to verify assets and stuff like that. I just think a lot of it has to do with taking care of good people and good clients. For us, these awards come because we're doing a good job. It doesn't change our mission. For the most part, it's nice to get some sort of recognition for that. But the way that it works is they just look at state by state and who's doing a good job. And I think it's assets and revenue and staff. And, you know, there's everything from a clean compliance record. So some of those things are good. But if we could do a good job by good clients, I'm sure there'll be, you know, awards down the road. But for us, we just continue to focus on the mission of taking care of the folks that are in front of us. And if that brings cool awards by Forbes, that's what that brings.
Yeah. What does that mean for the strength of Billings? You know, because we knew about the strength of our healthcare sector, people coming here from hundreds of miles across Wyoming and Montana to come here for St. V's, Billings Clinic. They come here for agriculture, to Pays and to BLS and all this stuff, and you know, for the, you know, the retail sector. But we're also a financial leader here in the state, whether it's our banks that are flagged here or financial firms and our financial advisors. I mean, 6 out of the 10 that were named to this top 10 list right here in Billings.
Yeah, I mean, Billings is certainly the financial hub. You said it earlier, of Montana. I mean, we're certainly small compared to the national scene. But when you look at national offices of certain competitors and banks, they're here in Billings. And quite frankly, we like that. You know, you mentioned the agriculture in eastern Montana coming to Billings. We've got this great healthcare corridor. We have a lot of Wyoming clients that come up here and do a lot of shopping. We probably have half our clients drive from Wyoming to Billings to see us here. They shop, they stay, they enjoy Billings. We love calling Billings home and supporting this area. But quite frankly, Billings is, you know, obviously one of the hubs people-wise. It represents over 10% of our state's population. But we are certainly the financial hub of the state. And for us, we think that that bodes well for the city of Billings, the economic development here in Billings. I'd love to see what continues to happen downtown. In Billings, quite frankly, we're excited because I'm from here. I have little kids here. I'm going to raise kids here. I want to see Billings flourish up into the right.
That's why I'm here too. I mean, you know, had opportunities to obviously go to, you know, the D.C., Denver, or other things like that. But it's like, you know what? And what some people might consider bigger opportunities, but it's like, you know what? I want to stay here. I want to raise my kids in Montana. But there's a lot of people that are making that decision here in Montana. A lot of people that are choosing to live here. And there's a lot of money even here in Billings. I think people don't realize how much successful people there are here in Billings, but you can see it with all these new housing developments. Passed into the Heights and past Shiloh Road. It's just development after development of some fairly high dollar homes. And you drive around Billings and say, where is all this money coming from?
Boy,
is it all coming from?
I couldn't agree with you more on that. I've seen these housing developments, whether they be single family homes or these apartment complexes. You mentioned Shiloh and King and the different housing out there. And I think to myself, where are these people moving from? But it seems like, you know, Billings has been one where home prices and real estate has never really jumped like we've seen in other areas of our state, the northwest part. But we didn't get crushed either in the kind of the most recent real estate. I mean, we had a little bit of a dip, you know, maybe 5-10% on home prices, but it wasn't the big double digit numbers that you saw other areas, southwest part of the state. Or so yeah, we think Billings, you know, again, like I said, the medical corridor, 10,000 people turn 65 every day right now, Aaron, will for the next 12 years and half for the last six. And when you look at that 78 million baby boomers that they need access to healthcare.
Yeah.
And we happen to have the biggest, most quality healthcare center outside of Denver and Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
and so when I see clients from our Wyoming offices, they're either picking here or Denver. So we're thrilled. We're
closer
thrilled
to
with
home.
Calling Billings home.
Yeah, well, we know that ag prices are down, but they're still consistent. They're still a consistent driver and number one part of our economy. Oil prices up, though, around in the upper 60s. So what do you see in the year ahead? Quick break on Montana Talks and more with Gabe Lapido right after this. Well, Forbes put out their top 10 best in-state wealth advisors for each state, making the list. Well, there were six out of the top 10 best in-state wealth advisors for each state, according to Forbes.com, are right here in Billings, Montana, for the state. And making the list, of course, Billings, Montana's Gabe Lapido with Strategic Retirement Plans here in Billings. Joining us for just a few more minutes here on Montana Talks. Gabe, it's been great to have you here in the show. Tax reform. We talk a lot about the impacts of tax reform, more people seeing more money in their pockets, whether it's a school teacher seeing $130 more in her paycheck here in Billings, maybe some small business owners seeing several thousands more dollars in their bank accounts, ready to invest or ready to save, or maybe to reinvest back into their businesses, hire more folks. I imagine once that big tax cut package passed late last year, your phones were probably tied up most of your holiday season, but your phone was probably ringing off the hook. What kind of impacts have you seen from the tax reform package, and what do you think that's going to do in the year ahead?
Yeah, great question, Aaron. You know, certainly, your guess is as good as mine at this point. There's still, I don't even know if all the technical corrections are done at the IRS level, but I do know that from what early indications I've read that, you know, kind of right where you're at that 15 to 20% break, 15 to 25% break, which is now 12 to 22, you're writing that income, saving about $2,000 if your taxable income's in that $75,000 range here in the state of Montana. That's a big number when you look percentage wise. As far as, you know, the standard deduction, I think you're going to see people look at how they're going to try to itemize differently, maybe split gift, where you 1 year take the itemized deduction, the next year you do all your gifting that year, so you actually get to do itemized versus the standard now. You know, there's some planning techniques with giving that we're doing. Certainly on the business front, that 20% business deduction I think is going to be good for business owners if you fall into that camp. There's still, I think, some confusion there on what all that means. From a corporate standpoint, we think a lower corporate tax rate is good for stocks. You know, stocks follow earnings. Earnings tend to do better when tax rates are lower. It's not like a foregone conclusion, right? But so we think that tax cuts not only affect the consumers here in Montana, the clients that we see, but also the you know, investments that we use. When you look at how things do well, earnings have to go up. And again, as I said earlier, when tax rates are lower, businesses, as you mentioned, tend to reinvest that into people, property, plant, and equipment, and or their team, and grow businesses, which tends to be good for the stakeholders of that company in the form of owners or stockholders.
Yeah, and you talk about the corporate tax cuts. We talked with Congressman Greg Gianforte yesterday on the show, and he was talking about, hey, UPS and an expansion, and then also, you know, Boeing and Helena benefiting greatly off of this package as well. But there's also these pass-through entities, and I know you're a CPA as well, in addition to being a wealth advisor, but there's these pass-through entities that could also now say farmers and ranchers and the small business folks who are aligned more as pass-through entities rather than as corporations. They also get a very nice benefit out of this tax cut package as well. So it'll be interesting to see what that does here in Billings and across the state.
Yeah. So for my thought on that, again, and not getting too specific, because I you know, as you mentioned, I am a CPA, but I hold myself out as kind of more of a personal financial specialist in that world. But there is that small business, kind of that pass-through. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not as familiar with it yet, because there's still some corrections that are happening to it, still some understanding as to how it's going to go through. And quite frankly, we're still getting people taken care of for their 2017 tax return, right? We're still 11 right. days away from when they got to file. So we're still kind of in the 2017 mode. But yeah, we think that's it's a good deal for, you know, when you look at the amount of pass-through income. I think there's ways for business owners who are, as you mentioned, maybe not the giants of the Boeings, but are businesses that are S-Corps, from what I understand, pass-through entities, LLCs, that are able to take some of their profit and use it as a deduction where they're not going to be as taxed as heavily on it. So again, without going too much specifics, I think it's going to be good for small business owners in the state of Montana.
Sure. All right. Gabe Lapido with Strategic Retirement Plans. We're already out of time. I'm here in the meeting. Real quickly, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to chat with you a little bit more?
You know, we're in our new location now on 32nd and Central. Phone number there is 256-5121. And look us up online, srpretirement.com. We're here to help in Billings. So thanks,
All right.
Aaron, for
Gabe
having
Lapido,
us on.
Thanks for coming in. Congrats on the Forbes recognition. Quick Fox News break, and back to your phone calls and more on Montana Talks.